lot, and I hope everything starts to get better as far as that goes, too. I hope you're able to get your sleep schedule to return to normal, besides just get the headaches to go away. I know that would drive me crazy with my sleep schedule. Sometimes it's really difficult to get up early in the morning, but I more regularly get up in the morning than stay up late or sleep in late. Most times, I don't know what happens to me other than I got a job, but most times I operate like an old person. I'm asleep by 9 o'clock in the evening most of the time, and I am up by about 4 to 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's automatic. That's how I am. Even when I'm not at work, that's how I am now. Now I don't know what in the world did it. Other than having a routine where I'm constantly doing that, I guess. But if I suddenly got on something and I ended up sleeping at strange times or sleeping a lot longer than usual, I would wake up not very happy about that. So, I feel for you on that one. K4RIM KJ4WZM.
WZM K4OIM. Yeah, I lived with my grandparents from the time I was about 8 years old till I was 15. It wasn't because my parents didn't want me, but my grandpa had heart trouble, and my grandmother worked a third shift in the mill, and somebody had to be there with my grandpa. And you're talking about going to bed. They went to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had to go to bed with them. I'd lay there in this bed and look out the window. It's summertime, and all the other kids in the neighborhood are out playing, and I'm in the doggone bed. But that's tripling. It is keeping the migraines away. I used to get them 2 or 3 times a week, and I've been on every kind of drug they had for them. But this, my doctor at the VA said, we're going to experiment with this pill here, amitriptyline. And I've been on them about 10 years now, and I might get one headache, maybe 2 a year, instead of 2 or 3 a week. But man, I hate taking all this medicine, but I got to live a few more years, Daniel. My old truck's still running fine, thanks to my buddy Chad. So I'll get back to you, and this'll be my final thoughts. After you come back, this'll be my final. Daniel, because I'm so sleepy now I can't hold my eyes open. I'm gonna get back up there to the house and get in bed. So 73's Daniel, KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
Well, it sounds good. I hope that you're able to get a good night's sleep and that you're able to wake up at a time that you'd like to wake up at tomorrow. I'm glad to hear it's fixed your headache problem. About going to bed that early, hold on. My radio is talking to me. It says, please charge the battery. about going to bed early, I thought that it was early to go to bed around 8:30. Back when I was a kid, that's what time my parents said to go to bed. It was 8:30 at night. And in the summertime, it was bad because the sun was still up and the neighbor kids were still out playing, going up and down the road on bicycles and trikes and things, and all the whooping and hollering outside and everything. They're having a good time, and we just went to bed. I can't even imagine 5 o'clock. No. Never happens. So, anyways, I hope that you have yourself a great night, Walt. Have a safe trip into the house. Don't stub your toe. I say that because I stubbed mine this morning and it still hurts. But you have yourself a good one, and I will talk to you later on down the log. K4OIM, KJ4. WVM 73 to you all. You have a great night. Thanks for hanging around for comments.
73, Daniel.
KJ4WZM and the Blue Ridge Meter Net. Haven't missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, Tom, and Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, and that's Angie. Tacoma Mobile, negative and negative.
Now, I'd like to recognize KD4TWP, that is Tom, he brings along with him his wife Angie, KD4LKA. They are in Tacoma tonight. Any other stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, A 3 Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Alright, hearing none, this is KJ4WZM with Blue Ridge Meter Net. I'm going to go ahead and type up my net report. I have 54 check-ins tonight. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Meter app with their thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody and good night. I got you in the log. I'll go ahead and redo it. That is not a problem.
I'm not going to make it.
Fix the number. Hold on 1 second. No problem. KJ4WZM.
ZN, hey. This is KJ4ISG. Thank you very much. And like I said, we won't make it a habit, so... I know it kind of hassle when you got to keep redoing stuff because people like me keep coming in late. You have a good one, brother. 73.
Man, 73, see you too. Yeah, I'd rather someone check in late than not check in at all. Any extra check-in I can get, I'll take. And yeah, you don't have to feel bad about checking in late. I showed up to Net Control late tonight, and I've been making that a habit by accident. I've been really busy with work, coming in later and later and later every day, and it's been getting horrible. So, no sooner did I come in tonight than I had to eat something real quick, and in the middle of eating, I forgot about the net. And the 20 minutes from me walking in the door, and Dave reminded me, I done forgot that quick. I was too busy stuffing my face. So, don't feel bad. I was late up to Net Control, so it ain't that bad. Okay. 04 ISD KJ4WZM.
It happens. Plus, you know, you can't just leave your paying gig, you know. But better late than never. But I don't like being late for myself. That is, I mean, for check-ins. You take care. I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette. Probably go to sleep now. And take care.